Hello, and welcome to today's Guided Lectio Divina. My name is Jenny Kaufman. I'm a pastor at First United Methodist Church in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and I'm grateful to be able to share this wonderful form of prayer with you. Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading, is a way of engaging with Scripture, not so much seeking to cognitively understand or analyze it, but instead opening ourselves up to God, speaking to us, leading us, guiding us, perhaps even transforming us through our engagement with the Scripture. I will read a piece of Scripture today. It comes from the Gospel of Luke, the 24th chapter, a total of 4 times. Each reading will be followed by about 2 minutes of either silence or quiet meditative music, and during that time you will be invited to reflect on a different aspect of the reading or your way of responding to the reading. So let us now turn to God and open ourselves up to God through the process of Lectio Divina. During this first reading, I invite you simply to listen. And as you listen, notice if there's a word or a phrase that seems to just jump out at you. It just seems particularly meaningful or energy-packed, even though you may not understand why. And during the 2 minutes of quiet, simply reflect on that word or that phrase. By now, they were near the village where they were going to, and Jesus appeared to be going further. But they said eagerly, "Stay with us. It's nearly evening. The day is practically over." So the Savior went in and stayed with them. After sitting down with them to eat, Jesus took bread, said the blessing, then broke the bread and began to distribute it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized Jesus, who immediately vanished from their sight. Hear this reading now a second time, and during the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider how this word or this phrase is relevant. It speaks to you in your life right now. By now, they were near the village they were going to, and Jesus appeared to be going further. But they said eagerly, "Stay with us. It's nearly evening. The day is practically over." So the Savior went in and stayed with them. After sitting down with them to eat, Jesus took bread, said the blessing, then broke the bread and began to distribute it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized Jesus, who immediately vanished from their sight. Hear this reading now a third time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider what God may be inviting you to do or to be, how God might be encouraging you to respond to this word or phrase. By now, they were near the village they were going to, and Jesus appeared to be going further. But they said eagerly, "Stay with us. It's nearly evening. The day is practically over." So the Savior went in and stayed with them. After sitting down with them to eat, Jesus took bread, said the blessing, then broke the bread and began to distribute it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized Jesus, who immediately vanished from their sight. hear this reading now one last time. And in the quiet that follows, I invite you either to sit silently in the presence of God, or else pray to God. By now they were near the village they were going to, and Jesus appeared to be going further. But they said eagerly, "Stay with us. It's nearly evening. The day is practically over." So the Savior went in and stayed with them. After sitting down with them to eat, Jesus took bread, said the blessing, then broke the bread and began to distribute it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized Jesus, who immediately vanished from their sight. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the many ways that you open our eyes, both to your presence here with us, but also as to what matters most and what we are called to do. So thank you for your presence and your teaching. We ask that you continue to guide us, love us, and lead us. And it's in your holy name we pray. Amen.